Well, if you have a high school son or daughter and they are interested in a career in agriculture, or they're interested in studying agriculture in college, then be sure to sign them up for the Ag Bioscience Academy hosted by Huntington University. And that's coming up on June 23rd through 27th. And joining us now on Hoosier Ag Today is Nate Perry. He is the managing director of the Hopert Institute for Agricultural Studies at Huntington University. First things first, tell us all about the Ag Bioscience Academy hosted by Huntington University and what the event is all about.
Hey, CJ, thanks for the call and certainly appreciate the opportunity to share. And you got a lot of the details right on. It's a week-long camp for high school students. And it is an overnight camp, so we will program things throughout the day and into the evening. And of course, we'll feed them really, really well. And we do encourage them to get some sleep while they're on campus. They stay overnight in our residence halls, but certainly they get to interact with their peers. Maybe someone from a different state, someone from a different county that they've not met before, and they get to join each other in this week-long really experience of what ag bioscience even means and what it might lead to someday.
And Nate, sounds like there are a ton of hands-on opportunities throughout the five-day overnight camp.
There really are. You know, one thing we know about the ag students, they don't like to sit in a classroom, with no windows. They want to be able to be out and about in the fields and in the greenhouse space or in our, the Don Strauss Animal Science Education Center on campus. They want to be looking through microscopes and really ultimately getting their hands dirty. Yes, there is a soils lab that they will actually participate in where their hands get really dirty. But it's highly interactive, very engaging, as they think about what a career could look like in agriculture and ultimately trying to think through, gosh, there's a lot to do in Indiana even as it relates. So even those folks that come from out of state, we kind of entice them that, hey, maybe Huntington University is exactly something you're looking for, but maybe Indiana is a place that you could even grow a career in agriculture when they graduate high school and as they continue on through their academic journey after that.
And when it comes to the Huntington University Ag Bioscience Academy, once again, June 23rd through 27th, it's more than just learning about agronomy. It's also precision agriculture, animal science, plant biology, technology, even agricultural business involved and part of what you learn all week long. So it really does cross all spectrums of agriculture, this academy.
It really does, CJ. It's something that the name Ag Bioscience and our friends, in the state with Agrinovis have kind of helped coin that phrase. And ultimately, we try to unpack what that means. I think for some students, they really understand for maybe the first time how science-driven agriculture really is, whether it's a drone in the air or it's something to look at under a microscope or, gosh, even the business side. We just don't throw things at the wall and hope it sticks. We unpack input costs and other challenges that someone may face. We've had guest speakers come in to talk about research and development and what it may look like to turn that into sales and job quotas and goals for sales. So for many of the students, they really, maybe even for the first time, put some of that work really to task. They try to understand that. Don't want to leave out the veterinary medicine folks. We've had a lot of interest in veterinary medicine. And obviously that couples real well to the animal science, but there's been times that our students have gowned up, and practiced even how do we keep a sterile environment if I'm going to enter into a vet medicine world and be involved in a surgical area with an animal, whether it be livestock or cats and dogs. But that's something that our students have really enjoyed as well. And it gets back to just our intentional, focus on how do we make this as hands-on of a learning environment for these students for that week.
Nate, I'm on the website at huntington.edu reading about the Ag Bioscience Academy there at Huntington University in Huntington. Is this a typo? Because I'm looking at the cost and I'm expecting another zero at the end of it, because when you send your kids to a five-day long overnight camp, we're talking a lot of money. But is this a typo? The cost per student, $250? Is that right?
That is correct. That is not a typo, CJ. Thanks to our friends at the Avis Foundation and some others, we've been able to really drive that cost down of, just by feeding the students and keeping them overnight and all the programming. It does take a little bit of money to be able to do that, but we don't want it to be cost prohibitive for some, students to say, gosh, I, and families to say, wow, our students are involved in this and that, and they're all really good things. We want to try and make sure that this is something that students can afford. And there's even scholarships available. If someone is in a position where they're feeling really, really stretched pretty thin, and even the 250, might be a little bit of a reach for them. There are some scholarships even beyond what's already been provided to help drive that cost down. And we try to deliver, a really, really quality programming, so it's not like with a lower price, we're reducing the quality. I feel really, really strongly that the quality of the programming and the quality of the week is something that students are really going to enjoy. And really, as they return home and parents pick them up and we have kind of a closing session that maybe all the way home, they may take a nap because they're tired, but at some point they're going to talk about how great an experience they had for this week.
Talking with Nate Perry with Huntington University and their Agricultural Studies Department here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Nate, I'd like to also pivot a little bit and ask you about the Agricultural Studies Department at Huntington University, because I know that Dr. Sherilyn Emberton, who is just about set to retire, she's the one who initiated the program, and the program has grown beyond leaps and bounds. I'd like to hear about the success of the program and how much it really has grown in such a short amount of time, Nate.
No, you're exactly right, CJ. It's hard to believe that the program started in 2015. It seems some days just like yesterday. And I do. I wish Mr. Hoppert was still around. His wife is still around, and Mrs. Hoppert, she asked me frequently how things are going and asked me to keep her updated, which I do. But the success, if we look at numbers, which oftentimes in higher ed, we look at that. We look at the numbers of students enrolled and ultimately the graduates and the alumni that are placed. And so if we look at those elements, we've had success. We started in that first class, I think there were 12 students, and people asked me back then, oh, how many were you hoping for? And I said more than one, and we did that. But now to think the last 2 years, we've had more incoming students, more freshmen and transfers that have joined. We've had more than any other major across campus. And so right now we're up to 120 students. This past fall, 2024, we were up to 120 students. So we've had some graduate, mid-year. Some will complete the degree in 3 years or 3.5 years. And so, we've graduated a few of those along the way. So the spring numbers are slightly lower than that 120. But when you tack that on to the nearly 80 that are graduates and alumni that are in the field working, many in Indiana, even, some may have come from out of state. And I remember a couple, and specifically when I asked them, hey, what are you going to do when you go back home? And they said, well, Nate, I'm already home. So you think about the economic element that we've been able to provide here in agriculture in the state of Indiana. And that's been a great asset, I think, to what Huntington's doing. And you're right, there's only a handful of Christian colleges across the nation that offer a program like this. And not just coupling a business degree and biology degree, but to actually have a full fully engaged program with multiple majors from agribusiness to animal science to ag education and agronomy, pre-vet, and then also the new program with Purdue University's College of Veterinary Medicine with animal health and veterinary nursing. There's just not a lot of colleges that are doing that. We launched our first graduate school this or first graduate program at the grad school this year in international agriculture. So I'm just amazed at all those things that happen. And certainly another element of the success are those that hire our students as interns or then hire our graduates as full-time employees. And for them to ask and say, hey, Nate, do you have one more? Do you have one student or graduate that's like this one? That to me just gets me so excited, because I think that what we're seeing happen is it's coming full circle, and the students are making an impact, in the region, an impact for agriculture, and certainly an impact for Christ in their work on a daily basis. And that is so rewarding and so exciting, and I think points to the success of it.
And Nate, one thing that certainly makes Huntington University very unique. Typically across the U.S., the majority of your agricultural studies programs are at land-grant universities, but Huntington University is a Christian college, so you combine farming with faith and with family. And talk about how Huntington University is able to weld farming and faith and family all into one big piece.
Each morning we start with devotions and have a time together for students to hear from some of our faculty and staff about their walk, their journey. It may be something involving their career. Same thing as we develop and work through the programming is we talk about some of that. We don't separate the elements where the faith is integrated into our work. And I think in agriculture, we can point to that pretty clearly. And there's certainly fun. We've done laser tag with students. We've done zip lining, so we try to give students a little bit of even what that camp experience feels like. That's even outside of just some of the hands-on activities they may do that's focused on agriculture. We try to do some of those types of things that allow students to have, a little bit of a camp feel beyond just kind of the main topics that we're going to touch on. And we have seen students, become really good friends. They may have met at camp and they stay in contact with each other. And we talked about it earlier that our goal and hope is that students, this may be their first look at Huntington. This may be their second or third. We've had repeat campers. We've had students that have come 1 year and they wanted to come back again. And so that's something that we do is we want students to be aware of what Huntington's doing, and it may lead to them checking us out and maybe even submitting an application as they get to that stage of their academic journey. And we certainly encourage that, but it's certainly not a requirement. But we're pretty excited when we see those familiar names come across our application desk.
In terms of the Ag Bioscience Academy, if students have more questions, if parents have questions about how to sign up, how to register for the big event, what's the website for more information, and how's the best way to learn more about registration for the Ag Bioscience Academy, Nate?
Sometimes web addresses can get real long, CJ. Sometimes we're good at that. And so I think the best way to do it is go to huntington.edu/ForesterCamp. That's going to take students to a list of a number of our academic camps that we have during the summer. There's a variety of them that take place. We actually, during the 23rd through the 27th, we also have a nursing camp for students that might be interested in nursing. Fun fact about that, we've had students come to nursing camp that were involved in FFA. They may be a president of their chapter or they're a 10-year participant in 4-H. So it gets really fun when those two areas and disciplines kind of merge together for the same week. And we have a lot of fun with that group. But I would go to huntington.edu/ForesterCamp. From there, they can select the individual camp they're looking at, in this case, the Ag Bioscience Academy. And then once there, it gives a little bit more details. There's a registration link there that folks can go ahead and sign up and also, and part of that registration, there may be some questions that lead to some scholarship opportunities. Our camp director, the director of academic camping, Matt Gerlach, his contact information is on there. And if it's something that he can't answer, he will most certainly connect me with families if there's something that specific that I need to answer or folks if they want to know more specifics about what to some of the hands-on learning things that we can do that I'll be sure and connect with them there.
Once again, it's the Huntington University Ag Bioscience Academy, June 23rd through 27th. At Huntington University's campus in Huntington University, and the website huntington.edu/ForesterCamp. And you can also find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com, as well as some additional information. And Nate Perry, thank you again for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. And we certainly appreciate your time and best of luck with the Ag Bioscience Academy coming up later this year.
Thank you, CJ. We appreciate you all as well and look forward to seeing some of these students come and attend our camp as well.